word of mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you had to guess when the phrase text message entered written English, which year would you choose? Maybe 2000, 2004? According to the Oxford English Dictionary and the journal American Speech, the year was 1977, the same year as Microwavable and Brewski, which was written into a script for the new hit show Saturday Night Live. That surprise came to us, not from Wikipedia, the Urban Dictionary, or other sites people turn up for up-to-date information, but from the humble dictionary. Our guest Dave Wilton is author of Word Myths and editor at wordorigins.com. He writes a column for Reminisce magazine about when words burst onto the written scene and joins us on the line to talk about the new words of 1977. Dave, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So how can the dictionary give us insight into the culture, the life of a particular year?
Well, you can look at when words are first cited in the dictionary. If you take a historical dictionary, like the Oxford English Dictionary, that's one that lists usages of the words and how the words change in meaning over time. You can see when new words enter the language, or at least enter the written record of the language, and when new senses, new meanings of words, of existing words, enter the language. So you can kind of track the cultural landscape through the words we use.
So I know you do this for other years, but we read 15 terms that first appeared in print in the year 1977. Text messages was the most surprising to me. What was it describing back then?
Yeah, it had a slightly different meaning when it first came in 1977. It was simply any textual message that was sent over a computer network. So an email might be referred to as a text message. Now, our current sense of something you send over a cell phone or a mobile came about with the advent of SMS text messaging in the 1990s.
77 was the same year that Star Wars was released. So, you know, we were presented with this particular vision of another time, another futuristic or past time. So when searching for words to pick out, I'm wondering how much you look into context. Obviously, you chose 15 particular words that said something about who we were in 77.
Exactly. When I compiled the list, I actually looked up words that tended to resonate. So there were, in 1977, several technical terms, FTP, the initialism for file transfer protocol, appears as a verb to FTP a file. A new technology was home vid, a shortened form of home video. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a word that didn't survive. We don't use home vid much anymore, but it was something that was very current in 1977 with the advent of the VCR.
Well, also quite appropriate to 1977, the word mellow.
Yeah, well, the 1977 term mellow is, again, it's a change in the sense of the word. And this is the mellow, the noun, to have a mellow, to have a state of relaxation or comfort.
Harsh someone's mellow?
Yeah, to harsh someone's mellow is a good example of its use.
So that went through a change. Supersize as a verb also enters the written scene in 77. Again, not quite how we think of it now. What did it originally refer to?
It comes out to us out of fashion, surprisingly. In 1977, there was a trend to create oversized accessories for runway models. Runway models would be carrying giant purses, and they would supersize the purses. It's not until the mid-1990s that McDonald's picks up the term.
I think of shoulder pads. Was this the beginning of shoulder pads or something?
It very well may be. I'm not sure that the word supersize is associated with shoulder pads in particular, but certainly the right time frame.
Scarves, hats, collars.
Exactly. Collars, yeah.
Well, most of the words that you do feature are still in our lexicon to some degree, like nip and tuck as a term for cosmetic surgery. The wedgie, the ever-enduring wedgie. Tell us about these.
Nip and tuck obviously comes out of plastic surgery, and it's a slang term that kind of enters into the general discourse as cosmetic surgery becomes more and more common. Wedgie is probably a term that's been around for a long, long time, but it makes its way into print in 1977.
Why do you think, Dave, that some of these words continue to make it, whereas there was another word from there, from temp to perm. You know, now we call that person the permalancer, I think.
Well, yeah, because it just changes in fashion. Some particularly business jargon will tend to change. Slang and jargon often changes because you want to use the terms that sound in and that pull you into the in-group. And as soon as they start becoming widely used, they lose their cachet. And as soon as your parents or grandparents start using the cool slang term, the kid's not going to use it anymore. So then they come up with new terms, and the old slang term kind of drops out. Same thing can happen with business jargon like temp to perm.
Dave Wilton, contributor to Reminisce magazine. He's also editor at wordorigins.com. Dave, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
It was good to be here. Thanks.